first baby in Ohio for 1971. This is Alexander Prescott, Wixie ABC News. Wixieland weather for this New Year's Day, cloudy with a high temperature in the mid-30s, the temperature now 30 degrees in Cleveland. One of the first, and maybe the first, baby of the new year in Ohio was a 6-pound, 2-ounce baby girl born to Mr. and Mrs. John Caporal only 3 seconds after midnight. The baby girl has been named Melissa. Hospital officials in Dayton report that mother, father, and baby are all fine. A party of 24 mountain climbers stranded inside caves high on the side of 13,766-foot Grand Teton Mountain in northwestern Wyoming today. More than 3 feet of fresh snow whipped by winds of 45 miles per hour caused a severe blow to hopes of reaching the peak today with just 3,700 feet to go. The party will have to remain in the caves until the weather subsides. Two announcements have come from the Vatican on this first day of 1971. Pope Paul says the clemency granted those sentenced to death in Spain and Russia was an example of peace at work in the world. He referred to this when he said that from such sentiment, the reign of God is born. The Vatican also says the Holy See has decided to sign the treaty to stop the spread of nuclear weapons. The second earthquake in 2 days shook a 100-mile stretch of the Italian Riviera last night. The shock felt from Genoa to the French border routed spectators at movie houses and startled New Year's revelers. A number of dancers and dinners were interrupted, but no injuries or damage were reported. The Ohio State Highway Patrol reports that at least 6 persons have been killed on the highways of the Buckeye State during the first hours of the holiday weekend. Estimates based on previous years predict that at least 35 persons will die in traffic mishaps in Ohio during the 4-day period from 6 p.m. Thursday through midnight Sunday. In sports, Buckeye fans throughout the state as well as the nation are awaiting the big match between Ohio State and Stanford today in the Rose Bowl. That game gets underway at 5 o'clock. The Ohio State team should be ready, for Woody Hayes has been drilling them hard during their 14-day stay in Pasadena, California. Their New Year's celebration last night was a movie, then off to bed early. Stanford, on the other hand, took their last day off yesterday because Coach John Ralston felt his Indians are as fit and ready as he could get them. Ralston said they did have a mild celebration last night, but wouldn't elaborate. Ohio State, which has lost only 1 game in 3 seasons, is the favored team. 1971 is here, and of course, with it, all the wishes for a prosperous and happy new year. There were thousands of people in Times Square in New York City last night, and millions watched on national television as the falling sphere marked the end of the old year and the beginning of the new. Wixie ABC News correspondent Harold Steele was there.
The crowd is going wild. There are flashes from firecrackers. 2 little rockets just went up into the air. Times Square is a complete jam of humanity. There must be thousands and thousands and thousands of people jammed clear up beyond the other end of Times Square. As far as you can see, it's wall-to-wall people. The big lighted ball atop the tower is now nearly at the bottom. It is nearly midnight, nearly 1971. I think you will hear that crowd really let go when the ball hits the bottom. And there it is. It's 1971, New York City. And listen to the crowd go wild. This is Harold Steele, ABC News, Times Square, New York.
The Air Conservation Committee suggests you save newspapers and magazines for paper drives and recycling. Do not add them to trash collections and do not burn them. Wixie News Time, 12:48.
In bottles and ring pull cans.
Wixie weather.
For today, cloudy, a high of 32. Tonight, cloudy, a low of 22. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high of 38. Akron temperature 31, Cleveland Metro 30. This is Alexander Prescott, Wixie ABC News. And now, Wixie Maxi Music with the Duker, Larry Morrow.